This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And we continue that with Joel Weins, the owner-operator CEO of WSI that I was just talking about. And he joins us on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. He gears up for his busy season, not just the holidays, but for professional teams who are going to play in cold weather and college teams. This is when they're calling and trying to get shipped out as quick as they can, the WSI product. Joel, thank you for joining us tonight.
Yeah, hey, thanks, Mike. Appreciate being on.
You know, you've had a great run here at WSI, and of course, 30 years in business, et cetera. And before we talk, you know, obviously celebrating the success is great and all that stuff. But when you're an entrepreneur and you do it yourself, like you did, cutting it out in the basement of your home, you know, back in Windham with the help of your mom and grandma and everybody else, how do you get through the tough times in a 30-year run? How do you get through the times when you're going, oh, boy, you know, didn't see that coming, competition this, we got a lease on a building for, you know, too many square feet, whatever it is. What advice do you give to the people when they go through those times? Because so many people are going through those times right now.
Yeah, I think when you're worrying about it, you know, that fear, you got to keep your eyes up, you know, keep great people around you. And, you know, work together to create something great. And, you know, if you're keeping your eyes open, you're turning those rocks over and listening to people, you know, great things can happen. And, you know, I've been fortunate enough, like I say, I have a lot of great people, great parents, family, and, you know, it's a great state here. You know, Minnesota's been good and just been blessed and, you know, looking forward to the next 30 years.
Do you have to also evolve and be heads up? Because you may not know, for example, with your product, you may not know all its uses. You might think it'll just be used for this, then you find out it could be used for that.
Yeah, you know, we're just talking to my patent attorney today, just like all the patent and IP that, you know, we've generated over the years. And, you know, you got to keep constantly creating, evolving, and, you know, switching to the market. And, you know, the mask situation was a great example this year. It's, you know, right when things came down, you know, we got into making masks overnight. We had five different prototypes that weekend. And, you know, I called you up and said, hey, Mike, we're getting a lot of traction here.
Yeah.
You know, hospitals, everyone's starting to call us. So you got to be in your toes. And you got to be ready to make some changes.
Do you know, I mean, of the masks that you made, does WSI and the wicking process and all that you have, is that conducive with what they're looking for?
Yeah, well, especially in the sports realm. And right now, that's where most of our energy is being directed, and the products we're making are for the NFL, college. You know, and they love our product because it performs so well. As far as the breathing, you know, wicking, and the stuff that they're getting for free, they're not happy with. And that's why they buy our product. And we've just been running and gunning ever since things kicked off. And like I said, it kind of started with a lot of the hospitals and things. And then now, lately, it's been, like I say, NFL. We've done over 1,000 different design of masks. Over the period, and alone, I think the Packers went through about 50 different designs. The coaches especially are really like, hey, I want this and that, and can you change this around? And that's what they love about us is, hey, we can turn a dime. We can feel that, Nate. I just got a call from the Washington football team today and said, Joel, I can't believe how quick you got stuff to us. We had to, they had the new ruling protocol here on the type of mask they got to wear now this weekend.
Oh, it's a different one now?
Yep. And so that just came down like 2 days ago, and we've already made production for some NFL teams and overnighting those today.
And how do you know what's the spec on that that you know you have to hit to be in compliance? Is that easy for you to measure in your office?
Right now they're asking for double-layer, tightly woven material.
Okay.
So it's pretty basic, yet the thing, again, they love about us is we can react quick and we've got better fabrics than anybody else that's out shipping masks right now.
And the other thing is, I noticed the last time that I was out at your plant was, you know, in this day and age with the internet, it is so easy for you to turn the logo. So a company logo, a team logo, all those things that I assume in the old days you had to mail out for and put on the press or whatever it is, you guys can make that happen in about 30 seconds, it seems like.
Yeah, the technology and just, yeah, quick spitting it out to, you know, give us, hey, we want this graphic on this product. It can happen very quick.
So now you get down, you're going down the stretch for NFL teams, in particular college teams as well, and it's that cold weather season that you're so accustomed to. What does that mean from where you sit? Is that, are teams watching the forecast that week and they're calling you based on saying, jeepers, it's going to get down 20 degrees where we're playing, or do they all order en masse so they're just prepared for everything?
Well, you know, what's interesting is, you know, the big boys, you know, making stuff in China, they want their orders like, oh, about a year out. And so a lot of guys don't want to order that far in advance.
Sure.
For one thing. So they're coming to me, you know, when they get their schedule, they're looking at it saying, hey, we got to go to Buffalo, New York or whatever to play. We need to get our gear. And we do make some better performance cold weather clothing, which also gives us the benefit. But most of the time they're looking at their schedule. Once they get that, then they're starting to plan. Or in a lot of cases, too, we're relatively new to the NFL market, you know, being 5 years really since we kind of started tapping into it. A lot of teams are starting to go to us now, and they're saying, well, hey, we see that we're going to be playing in a game that's going to be 10 degrees. We need to get some good gear, and you've got the best. Get us loaded up. And they're giving us a week to do it, and we get it done.
So would that call come from an equipment trainer, and equipment manager, and would they say, when they make an order like that, does that mean that they want one piece of clothing per player, or do they need like two or three per player because they're not quite sure if they want the long sleeve, the medium sleeve, the turtleneck, whatever?
Yeah, they typically will at least order a piece or two. You know, you look at that game with the Seahawks-Viking game, our third coldest game in NFL history, as you and I recall here. You know, the Seahawks actually had two pieces for every player. So they changed at halftime. So, maybe that was a little advantage. I don't know, but sometimes they'll go that route and make sure the player is super dry and coming out fresh.
And I don't mean to make this sound cavalier or affluent, but I would think that if NFL teams, if it's about winning and getting the edge, budgets are not the first concern. Winning is.
Exactly. You know, you're right on. You know, we did some new stuff for Brady this year, and it's like, hey, we don't care. Just, you know, get him the same stuff he had with the Patriots, and, you know, we've designed some really special stuff for him, you know, it pays off because the league tells each other, like, hey, they got great stuff, and they'll customize it to meet the exact needs of that player.
When is somebody like that on that platform, will he tell you, hey, I want it a little loose under my arm, or does he just say, give me some XLs?
No, we'll customize to some extent. And for the most part, you know, it's pretty general. But for some of the key players, we'll do some custom work like that, just getting that, perfect fit.
It just depends on who they are and what, how important it is to them, huh?
Exactly.
And the coaches on the sidelines, they're the ones that really enjoy it.
Yeah, the coaches, they're tending to be kind of the ones that we're really spending a little more time with now, and, you know, because you know, they're getting older and they, you know, they're breaking down a little bit more. So
it is what it is, right? We all are.
They definitely want to get taken care of. So it's been, and you know, there's a ton of coaches on a staff too. So
oh boy, yeah,
those numbers add up. You'd be amazed how many people they got kind of running around that. Locker.
Yeah, not just coaches, but like I said, equipment people, doctors, medical, all that are on the sidelines. And then, you know, they know every equipment manager has that list, and that list tells them everybody that they want to take care of in the organization. So there's always a little extra fluff there for the people that want that, you know, once it comes in, they want their piece too. And it's all good for you, but that's the way NFL teams operate.
Oh, yeah, and you got that guy on the sidelines, like our friend Lunch McKenzie.
Yeah.
Coach down there, Concordia, he's got his hand up. Hey, I'm working the sidelines. You know, can I get some help down here too? You know?
Yeah, that's that strange body type that you need for lunch.
Oh, yep. That's right. We gotta customize that.
Well, Joel, it's I'm wearing the one that's kind of that mock turtleneck, that long sleeve black one.
Oh yeah,
that's
the coach's favorite right there.
Is it because that is so comfortable? And I did work out in it this morning just to test it out. And last night I was sitting by the fireplace with it, and it was just perfect in both. You know.
Oh yeah, the kind of the thermal regulation and some of the fabrics we work with, it's incredible. And you know, key is like I say, keeping you dry and warm, that insulation factor. You know, like I say, we've done it right here, and being in Minnesota, we better do one thing right, and that's make great cold weather here.
That's a good way of putting it. Joel, thank you so much. WSI.com, if you want to get a perfect Christmas gift this year, just find the right size, and you guys will do the rest. I know you're busy. Have a great Thanksgiving, and thank you for joining us.
Yeah, you too. Happy Thanksgiving, gang.
You bet. Joel Weens from WSI. It's just a fascinating story in a few years.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.